All right. All right. Well, thank you, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Was there anybody else that was wanted to speak in favor of? If there's anybody else that would like to speak in opposition to this? Okay, well then, we'll close this part of the discussion. Board, what do we think?
I'm good with it. I think we need to look at a motion.
Okay. Somebody like to make a motion?
Yeah, I would. In the case of the variance on case number 22-005V variance, I move that we approve the variance for the setback, allowing for a 10-foot total setback from the property line. The reason being, it doesn't block sight distance. It's a low-volume highway with low traffic.
Okay. Do we have a second?
I will second that motion.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay. It carries.
Opposed. You want me opposed?
Is anybody opposed?
Aye. Or I mean nay.
Nay. All right.
So the vote was 4-1.
Okay. Okay. That passed. Are we able to move on to the number 2022-006 variance for MRG Group LLC?
Okay, this is a variance request by MRG Group LLC. They're seeking a variance from the provisions of section 024.020, the nightly rental use requirements, the parking of the Taney County zoning regulations. Applicant is seeking a reduction to the 30 additional parking spaces rather than the required 89 additional parking spaces, allowing for the nightly rental use of 5 single family homes and 2 condominium buildings with 8 units each or planned future construction. So if the Taney County Board of Adjustment would approve variance request 22006V, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the board. One would be an approval of an additional to the current parking for the planned nightly rental use of 30 parking spaces rather than the required 89 parking spaces for the nightly rental use of the future condominium structures. And 2 is compliance with all applicable provisions of the Taney County zoning regulations. So we're down Lakeshore Drive. Got the parcels highlighted. And these actually are part of it. I just didn't click on them. These were the 5 single family home condominium structures will be built. And then you can see the foundations that were laid quite some time ago for the 2 8-unit condominium buildings. And here's just a pictometry view of that area. Pictometry from the east, and I've somewhat laid in just what we're talking about as far as structures. And I didn't know which diagram would work the best. It's in your packet. And then there's just some photos of the location. And I'm just walking along the front taking photos. And then I went to the back. You can see the 2 foundations. Here's the one on the south side, and there's the one on the north side. that, I would turn it over to the applicant.
All right, sir, if you could please state your name.
Yes, I'm Carl Finkenbinder, and I'm here on behalf of MRG Group, the developer. Scott outlined what I'm seeking. I'm looking for an approval for 30 spaces instead of an additional 89. Our hardship is this. It's not financial in nature. It's that, as you can probably see from that, we don't have the room for it. It's simply there's not any space to put the additional 89 parking spaces. What happened here is, if you go back, this was a failed development that we acquired after the fact many years later. It was originally started in 2006 and 2007. The original tower was built back then. And so this whole, the entire area of land that we're talking about here was acquired by the developer and initially put into a condominium project that allowed for nightly rentals. This was before Taney County's code even dealt with nightly rentals at all, and so it just didn't have anything, although the declaration or the covenants of the subdivision allowed for nightly rentals. Long story short, 08 happened. It failed, didn't buy. We acquired it, I believe, a little over a year ago, and the land that we acquired was all part of this development, even though as additional or what was called future development property that was to be added into that condominium development. And so, as the board knows, in 2000, and Scott can correct me if I'm wrong, but I think it was the spring of 2021 when this new ordinance came along and vastly increased the amount of parking that was required for nightly rentals. I understand why. I do get it, why you do have an increased amount of parking, and I'll talk about my experience with that here in a second. But the hardship that created was that this development was already platted, was already restricted by certain covenants, it was already bound by those covenants, and we're simply in a landlocked area where we just don't have any room to expand. I get it. If I was just saying, well, it's too expensive for whatever, I get that may not qualify. But since I can't put it anywhere, I'm out of luck. The good news is, and if you'll see in your paperwork, I did do a site plan. Our engineer drafted up. I'm asking for an additional 30 spaces, to give me approval for 30 additional spaces. I might, if I get lucky, be able to increase it a little bit more, but I don't want to sell myself on that, so I am going to ask for 30 tonight. I may be able to put an additional 36 to 37, depending on how tight we can get the parking. Under my plan, we're solving the parking by putting in some additional parallel parking. We're pushing back that pavement as far as we can against there's a retaining wall, and we're going to put in some parallel parking in there. And I think I might be able to put a couple more spaces down in where the green highlighted area is, although that will be tight. So that's my solution. I will say that our company has developed quite a few, and you may all know, our company has developed quite a few nightly rental projects in the Branson area, and this will be our fifth one. And we do already contemplate the additional burden or need for parking. We're cognizant of that. We're aware of that. So we have experienced in our experience, we have determined that a proper load factor for parking is a 0.7 parking spaces per bedroom in the development. What that does, and if you've looked at our developments over by Table Rock Lake, which are still in Taney County, actually they're in the city of Branson. If you ever drive by there, you'll notice that nine tenths of the time, or the vast majority of the time, the parking lots there are pretty empty. You do have occasions where they're full; they're very full. And so, I would say that you reach that where you get close on your peak parking, about three or maybe four times a year. Your big events: Memorial, Labor, July 4th. And there might be a weekend or two throughout the year other than those big weekends. The rest of the year, I speak from experience, the vast majority of that parking sits empty. And so being that said, I will state that not that it has a whole lot of relevance, but Taney County's ordinance on parking is a lot. It's a lot more than, for example, Stone County, which doesn't have one, and then the city of Branson strangely does not have an ordinance on off-street parking, even with nightly rental. I'm not sure why, but they don't. And so that's our hardship. I think that our solution will solve the problem. I think that if there is any issues with parking, I think maybe it might be 2-3 times a year. I've spoken to the president of the HOA here at the COA. He agrees with me on that front. He's not concerned about my request regarding this additional parking. And I say the CEO of Briarwood. I think there's some individuals here from a separate subdivision next to it, just in the Briarwood subdivision or the condominium. He did not have a problem with it. So that's my request.
Mr. Finkenbeiner, can I ask, the 0.7 spots per bedroom, is the 30 spaces you're asking for, does it meet your own requirement?
Yes, so .7. So, and I sat down with Scott, and he doesn't have any way to independent, well, he would have a way, but based on our plans, and he can disagree with me if he wants, but I calculated once we're complete with our entire development, there'll be 99 bedrooms in the whole development. If you take 99 times 0.7, a load factor of 0.7, that's 69.3 stalls. And so that's where I came up with the 70 total. So 70 total in the development. There's 41 existing, and 30 would give me 71.
What do you calculate with boats and other things that are brought in additional?
Boat parking is always a problem. I don't have a solution for boat parking.
That's why the numbers were brought up like they are.
Yeah. Yep, boat parking is always a problem. I will say this, though, that although there is a dock there, there's no launch there. So we would encourage people. Obviously, they're not going to be allowed to. I will say this. In the covenants for Briarwood, there is a restriction against boat parking in it. And I will say that if you look to the north, that property to the north, that individual there does lease out space. He will lease out space for people to park their trailers on. Now, I don't have any say in that. I don't get
no
to
control.
No control over it. I just know that historically he's let people pay him money to do so.
Our complaints that we hear from neighborhoods that have nightly rental complaints, they've got trailers with golf carts on them. They've got boat trailers, they've got side by side trailers, mm-hmm. and you have more people in the room than mm-hmm. the lease intended, mm-hmm. and parking is typically the thing that we hear as a complaint on nightly rentals, is lack of parking and people parking on the street and clogging the. That's the complaint we hear more than all others. Noise, you hear occasionally. Primarily, it's parking or mm-hmm. lack thereof.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
On the 3 or 4 days that it would maximize the lot, where would it overflow? Where do you think they would reasonably go? Is it on Lakeshore Drive, or do they end up?
Yeah, they're going to have to move down the road. Obviously, there's no parking right there across the street. My guess is that they're going to end up in some of Canicuck's parking and stuff along Lakeshore Drive. That's a good question. I don't have a solution to it.
Is it reasonable to operationally say, hey, overflow parking is available at whatever location you've worked out an agreement with to say, park here, and at least you're controlling.
That's reasonable. I don't have any solution to it now, standing before you. I haven't worked out an agreement on that for overflow parking.
Well, all those weekends, the Canicut parking is going to be full as well.
Sure.
I mean, so that's very negligible.
Yeah. Unless there's an individual that has boat parking that's already being leased out that they could.
I could try. I mean, you saw in the back. I could try to obtain. I'm going to have approval from the COA, but in terms of boat parking trailer, I could try to get approval from the COA's president to at least park trailers in the grass, down there in the grass. That would be one solution, but that would be only a solution for the trailers.
All these units are going to be sold separately, right?
Yes, sir.